So when I say go, you're going to start counting your ABCs in your mind, okay? Ready, set, go. Stop.
T.
T? Oh my gosh, we have to do the letter T? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm excited. Hi, I'm Augustina.
Hi, and I'm Benjamin.
And you're listening to the Talk Show Podcast for Kids.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode.
This week's episode is going to be kind of like a tea talk, where we talk about different things with tea, and we'll just get further into detail when it's happening. Ready for a joke, Benji?
Yeah, sure I am.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
About 40?
No, 16, because E.T. went home on a UFO, and the FBI went after him. So if you take out all those letters from the alphabet, you'll get 16. Do you get it?
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about Agus and Benji. I had two games, and then that Friday, I had another game.
Yeah, a lot of games. You had this week, 4 in total.
Yeah.
Well, because it's a tournament, right?
Well, actually, the Friday one was a friendly.
Right,
but the rest of three were tournaments.
And did you win or did you lose?
Well, I lost the tournament and the friendly match. My team won 5-2, and I scored a goal.
Yeah, and he also scored a goal in one of the other matches.
The tournament.
Yeah, on the tournament. But they played really good. It's just that the other teams were kind of better than you guys.
Mm-hmm. They trained well better. Does anyone know what Tutti Frutti is?
Well, it's kind of a game where you have different categories and you have one letter. And you have to write down one thing in each category of each letter. And the person who gets all of them first wins. And we played this game with our grandparents through Zoom. It's pretty fun to play through Zoom. And it's kind of what we're going to be doing now. So, Benji, what are the categories?
So, the categories are names, animal, games, color, books, movies, and food.
So, these are the categories, and we'll be right back, and we'll show you what we came up with.
So, let's name everything with T.
And this is the things we came up with.
The first one is Thomas.
For names. So when I saw Thomas, I was like, oh, Thomas Jefferson from like Hamilton.
Yeah.
And then when I pictured Thomas Jefferson, I pictured a guy with like curly hair, like an afro, and jumping around and sticking out his tongue, which actually does happen in Hamilton, with like a little stick and James Madison beside him. That's what I picture. What do you picture when you hear Thomas?
I don't know. Thomas, I think like from Hamilton.
Or your friend? Because you do have a friend named Thomas.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I really do. Yeah, but he looks different, you know what I mean?
Obviously. So, next name.
The next name is Tom. And I also have a friend called Tom in soccer. And he is actually, he has curly hair. And he's very fun with me.
Next name.
Tim.
Ooh, Tim. Now that's a book character for me. That's definitely. Mm-hmm. I bet you have a book with a book character named Tim. I bet you.
Tammy.
And this used to be Benji's teacher.
Oh, yeah. She must have been my pre-K teacher. Right.
And that is all we have for the names. Next category, animals. So the first one is tiger. And when I hear tiger, I hear it is a song by Katy Perry called Roar, which I used to really like. What do you hear, or what do you like you feel when you hear tiger?
I think Tiger the Tiger.
Oh yeah, from the cereal. I forgot what they're called, but from the cereal, yeah. We just call it the tiger. If you know it, I bet you guys know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And the next animal I have is tarantula. And when I hear, I imagine a big, hairy, really big spider from Harry Potter too.
For me, I imagine it like a creepy, very creepy one. Like, ooh, with many eyes. Ooh. Like 20 eyes. Ooh. Ooh. With like 500 ooh legs.
I'm trying to make a self-made sound effect.
Ooh. And then 500 ooh legs.
Okay. So the next one we have is colors. Now I'm presenting this one because the only color we could come up with was turquoise. Now this is my favorite color. My room is painted turquoise. Yes. My room, not my whole room, but almost my whole room is turquoise. And I still love turquoise, you know. It used to be like this light, really light purple, which I used to like with some golden hearts. Fun fact about my room. One time they were fixing my mom's bathroom, and my mom's bathroom in the other side. So there's a wall, and then there's my room, and the other side of the wall is my mom's bathroom. By accident, they were like with a hammer, and they punched a hole into my room. Yeah, that happened, and we had to get a picture or like
a wallpaper like so he doesn't see.
No, like a picture frame. And that was really funny. Another funny story about my room, when they had to break open the wall for another reason that happened a couple of years ago, my dad found a soda can just in the middle of the wall. Yeah, just randomly there. I think it was a Coke one. What do you hear when you hear turquoise?
I think turquoise reminds me of the ocean.
Oh, yeah,
sometimes like, the ocean is turquoise sometimes.
Yeah, when there's a specific, like during summer times, it's like very turquoise.
Yeah. Books.
Now, the only book I could come up with, and Benji, was The Cat in the Hat. And I think a couple of days ago was his birthday, and we would celebrate. Yeah, remember when we dressed up as characters, book characters?
Yeah.
That was his birthday day. That's why.
That makes sense now.
Yeah. So we are, I don't say big Dr. Seuss fans, but we like Dr. Seuss. We probably learned a lot from reading his books. His books are nice because they rhyme a lot, so they help new readers read. So that's my connection to Cat in the Hat. What is yours?
I think Cat in the Hat reminds me like a cat with a hat.
Yeah, obviously. How about your kindergarten classroom? We had the same kindergarten teacher. And
second grade teacher.
And who knows about third grade, but that's not important right now. our kindergarten teacher had her theme of the room was
like mostly Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat.
And like rhyming books.
And Dr. Seuss. So that's also another connection we have to Dr. Seuss. No, the Cat in the Hat.
Now we're going to talk about movies. So the first one we had in the list was Trolls.
So when I think about Trolls is that when we went to Argentina and we saw that movie with our grandpa and our cousin. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we watched it in Spanish or in English because that was like 4 years ago. So that was like, I was 7 when that happened. And wow. Benji was
like 4.
What's the next one?
So next one is Toy Story.
Oh my gosh. I remember having like the Toy Story doll.
I know.
And it would have his, and on the boot, it would have my name on it. I don't know if we still have that.
No, we still have it. It's in my room still.
You still have it? Okay, we're gonna have to go and dig that up later. But there's 4 movies of Toy Stories plus a bunch of
like short movies.
Your shorts. Fun fact, if you didn't know, I found out like when the 4th movie came out, did you know that Woody is played by Tom Hanks? Oh my gosh, he's right there! I just saw Woody! Okay, and now I have to go get him. I'm
sorry. Yeah. Okay, you're back here.
Okay, so I was right. His boot does have my name. Oh! Right here, it has Agus and like yellow. And then over here, it has Benji. And then on the other side, it has Andy. So that's exciting. Look, it's gonna talk to you. Okay, come on, Woody. Thank you for coming to the podcast today.
You are my favorite deputy.
Let's see one more time.
There's a snake in my boot. Howdy, partner.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
So this is really old. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we still have this guy.
Of course, we even have Buzz Lightyear. Now we're going to talk about food.
So the first one I have is tacos. Now we talked about this way back then when we did food talk. And our mom never quite hits Tuesday. We always have Taco Thursday.
Taco Friday, Taco Saturday, Taco Sunday, Taco Thursday, Taco Monday.
But pretty much any day but Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The next one I have is teriyaki sauce. Okay, story time. Sit down, everybody.
Okay, I'm going to sit down.
Get your popcorn. And I have a story to tell you. It's about the teriyaki sauce. So we used to buy this teriyaki sauce. It's the best ever on earth. If you make a contest and ask people to enter their teriyaki sauce, that will come up number one, I bet you.
Number one heat.
So, and we buy it in this Chinese store and where we got our bamboo plant. And like a month ago, we went back and we couldn't find it. And our friends, we gave one to our friends and they sent us pictures and they're also pretty desperate to find it again. So our dad searched the internet and found two results. One, Thailandia. Two, New Jersey. Which one seems more convenient? New Jersey, right? But still not the most convenient purse. So we go back every once in a while to check to see, you know, it never comes back. So if any time shows up by any chance, we'll let you know. And yeah. And the next one I have and last is tomato sauce.
I hate tomatoes.
Oh yes, but he eats tomato sauce and I love tomatoes. I love to eat in caprices and salads and, well, not anywhere because I don't like to eat it in,
like,
I don't like it hot, so I don't like it on pizzas, and I like it on burgers, but you cannot put it in the oven. I'm very picky on those things. But that's it for all the things we came up with. So now what we're gonna do is we chose one of the things on our list, and we chose tennis, and we're gonna go a little detail on what it is and how it got really started. So when it was started, it was played with hands.
First, they started with leather gloves, and then they started using rackets.
So tennis is a pretty ancient game, so it's really cool that we still play today, and it's still pretty popular.
Thank you for listening this week's episode.
Make sure if you like our podcast, leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or in Anchor. Because I don't know about other websites, and I know Spotify, you can't leave a review.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram @thetalkshowforkids. Talk!